to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Well, hello there. Yes, it's Alex coming here. Time for the Folk and Acoustic Show once more. Absolutely fantastic to see you here. I have a fantastic show for you lined up this week, including some music from this great band here from France and from England. This is the fantastic Topette. We'll be right back. Yeah, what a great way to start the show. That was the fantastic Anglo-French combo. That is Topette with a track from their album Rhododendron. That was Galician Share. Absolutely great stuff. What a funky bass line that is. I could dance along to that all day. Yeah, hello. My name is Alex Cumming, as I mentioned. This is the Folk and Acoustic Show here on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio on 91.5 FM and online at wmfo.org. It is absolutely great to be in your company. And as I mentioned, I've got a lot of great music. And I have an interview with the legendary English folk band Granny's Attic, talking about their brand new album. And that will be coming up a bit later as well as some tracks from them as well. We're going to crack on with a bit more music. Today, of all days, it's Bandcamp Friday, which is very exciting. The first Friday of the month, Bandcamp Friday. And as regular listeners to the show know, I often get a lot of the music sent to me and by music I buy for the show all on Bandcamp. So if you head to alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow, you'll be able to find the links after the show to where you can find all the Bandcamp links to the artists performing. No, they're not before. I wish I had all these artists performing live in the studio. They're all the tracks that I'm playing today. You can find out how to support the fabulous music that is on the show today. Right, we're going to head to the northeast of England now. A legend in Northumbrian music, Alistair Anderson, made an absolutely fantastic band album a few years ago called The Northlands. And it's just an absolutely cracking album. And from it, this is the opening track, Taking on Men. Alistair Anderson is an incredible concertina player. He is an incredible composer, and he's also a Northumbrian pipe player as well. But in this, it shows off his incredible collaboration skills. Enjoy this. This is Taken on Men from Alistair Anderson and the Northlands.
There's a call on the docks that they're taking on men, taking on men. Your idle time's over, they're taking on men. So get out of your beds and get down there. Just talk of big paybacks and 15-month contracts for skilled men and labourers, clerks and apprentices. Swan shouts to Neptune, we're taking on men, and they're heading in droves to the river. And the gates are wide open, they're taking on men, taking on men. There's keels to be laid in dry dock and dry ben, to build on a fine reputation. There's good lads have died for it, fought with the Clyde for it, rival with Barrow, from Wallsend to Gerald. Now it's gone in our favour, it's good times again, and I tell you it's just like the old days. And the sweet ring of chains means they're taking on men, taking on men. And steel scraping concrete, they're taking on men. It's a lullaby straight off the water. The whole plate and pipe, as the language gets right, there'll be bells ringing, horns blaring, crack of the dawn swearing. Things have never been this good since God knows when. We'll be sneezing in satin in no time. the drunken man's playground. I gone are the days they were taken on men. So get back to your beds and your memories.
I was here. Flown down to your pigeon toes, melt down, first wet and then froze. Down the double-edged sword of golden death, caught falling in the forest. Like a tree cutting teeth on the first buds grown. Down the double-edged sword of golden death, caught falling in the forest. Oh, the hammering crows and the hope still. Better than this. Ooh, better than this.
That was the fantastic Old Tom and the Lookouts, brilliant Boston-based band. They have just released this month, beginning of this month, released a brand new album called Just for Beasts, and that was a track from that called Hovering Crows. November seems to be a real big time for new releases. One of those bands back in the UK has done such a thing. The Magpie Ark, over the last about year and a half, have been releasing EPs. They've released three EPs and a few singles, and all of those EPs have been absolutely fantastic. The Magpie Ark is made up of award-winning artists Nancy Kerr, Martin Simpson, Tom Wright, Alex Hunter, and Tom Dibb. An incredible lineup of musicians. It's like a super band of folk rock musicians. And this, in fact, I think today, actually, they have just released an album's worth of material called the first three EPs, which, if any guesses are correct, yes, it is the music from their first three EPs in one handy bundle. And they've also released some special CD and vinyl bundle offers as well. So you should go and check them out. The Magpie Ark. And from that mass compilation album of their first three EPs, this is one of my favorite tracks. This is called Roll Your Stone Away. Enjoy this.
got a fan of wind and dance. Come on and roll, roll my stone away. Come on and roll, roll my stone away. Oh, come on and roll, roll my stone away. Come on and roll, roll my stone away.
Oh, isn't that so good? That was a fantastic Magpie arc with Roll Your Stone Away. Right, now I did promise you an interview from the fantastic Granny's Attic. And you are in luck because that is going to come up right now. They have just released a brand new album called The Brickfields. And so before I play you this fantastic interview, let's listen to a track from the album. This track is called The Considerate Birders. And then we'll head over and have a little natter to Granny's Attic.
Thank you.
Hello, Granny's Attic.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me. It's wonderful to see your three faces here on my computer screen.
Thanks so much for having us. It's great to see your face on ours.
It's just a wonderful experience for me to be able to be surrounded by another three wonderful English accents over here in America. So, you know, it's works out quite nicely.
Can't stand the music, just here for the accents.
So. You've just released your third album, which is immensely exciting. Your previous two albums have had a mix of fantastic songs and instrumentals. And you're all mighty fine singers, and hearing your voices together is really, really wonderful. But this new album, you've taken a different approach, and you've gone completely instrumental, and it is utterly glorious. I wonder, Lewis, if you wanted to talk a little bit about what took you down this route, maybe.
I mean, I can talk a bit about it. I think you'd have to talk to the other guys a little bit more about it, because to be honest, I was always, when we were doing the albums, I mostly contributed tunes, really, anyway. That was sort of what I did, sort of what I brought to the band, really. But I think it just felt like, the right thing to do at the time. I don't quite know why we did it. I think it's mostly, I guess it's because the other guys, that's on the, mostly what they were doing at the time. Not sure any of us were doing a lot of singing. I think we all found it quite hard to sing in our own bedrooms, I think, but playing's, I think, a lot easier when you're not getting out a bit. We're not getting out as much. Mm-hmm. I think that probably is why we did it. Also, just to do something a bit different, I think, to be honest, it's very easy just to keep sort of doing the same sort of thing over and over again, but it's been nice this time to sort of, I mean, it's not a concept album, not remotely, but having a sort of an idea of sort of a direction you want to go in for an album, and doing, for this time we're going to do this. And I like that, but yeah. So I think that's what I'd say.
I mean, for me, it was kind of, so we have always played tunes, and instrumental music in our live sets always goes down extremely well. It's something that people kind of like to hear. It was kind of like a bit of a double-edged thing in that, in a lot of ways, on the English folk scene, the instrumental side of things is kind of a bit underappreciated in some ways. And there are people out there who are kind of changing that now, like you mentioned, Leverett. You know, they're kind of doing a lot for that. But generally, it's still kind of like a lot of people think, yes, it's all about the songs, but you know, we've kind of established that, you know, there's loads of great instrumental music out there, and be nice to kind of play some of it. And also, yeah, as Lewis said, the kind of practical considerations of it. So for me, a lot of the time in lockdown, I'm sure a lot of people can relate, I spent a lot of time not feeling very good. and often, yeah, it took me kind of less energy to pick up my guitar and to play than it did for me to sing somehow. I mean, you know, you can't sing if you're crying, can you? So, yes, but no, it was kind of, something that we were kind of really getting into. We needed some more tunes to play live, and then it just kind of felt like, do you know what? It would be really fun to just put together an album of just instrumental music. And it was much easier to collaborate on instrumental stuff because it was, you know, we could each record our own part in our bedroom and then send it on to the next person. Whereas, you know, if you bring in vocals, it adds a whole other element. So there were quite a few kind of practical considerations, but yeah, mostly kind of just the joy of you know, playing tunes together. Yeah.
The idea for the album came sort of, I don't know, last autumn sort of time, and it was recorded in the April, so that was, what was that, probably 6, 7, 8 months from sort of conception to the actual recording. So I guess initially we just individually spent loads of time just piling just about anything we thought might work with the band. So we got a list of getting on for 40 tunes, traditional and things that we'd written. And we all just recorded individual little video clips or audio clips and sort of sent them around. And then, you know, we talk about them. Do we think this one will work? That might work, but it would need to be paired with a jig in this time signature, a key signature, whatever. You know, and sort of gradually whittling down the tunes until we'd got sort of a short list of things, and then we demoed those and we rehearsed those. And we, you know, it was just a very gradual process of starting with a massive list and then gradually refining it down until we got the nine tracks that we ended up recording.
Well, and this actually comes really nicely on to a part that is exciting about your album. You had the chance to work with the fantastic Ian Stevenson. And him himself is an amazing producer and recording guru, but also his recording studio venue is utterly wonderful as well. How was your experience heading up there and working with Ian?
It was great. So we'd not worked with him before, but we knew that, you know, he very much kind of felt like the right person for the kind of album that we wanted to make, which was the three of us in a room playing tunes and you know, not much else. And it was perfect, mm-hmm. really, because, you know, we got in touch with him and he said that working live is his favorite way to work. And it was just, you know, it was great. Set up the mics and just kind of... yeah, we just sort of went for it, and his input was absolutely brilliant. It was just kind of, you know, he would kind of say, oh, what about doing this, and then we'd do it, and then it'd be great.
Well, he's an incredible musician,
amazing musician
in his own right, yeah. And he's played with Can and Andy May Trio and various other projects, and I just watch him play and I'm in awe. So knowing that you've got him sort of backing you up both as a recording person, but as that producer role mm-hmm. as well, that's got to be real valuable.
And you know, not a little bit of pressure as well, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially for you, because he's an incredible guitar player. So I imagine of like, I'm like that when John Kirkpatrick is in front of me. And you're like, accordion guru. So yeah, I can imagine that was quite an experience.
But it's, I always think that, you know, it's very good to be relaxed, but I also do like, you know, it's nice to have a little bit of kind of something to kind of make you play at your best. And so it was the perfect balance of that, actually, really, for me. It kind of felt like he was, you know, we would play something and, you know, we'd kind of go, oh, that was all right. And it's the kind of thing where he would be like, yo, you can probably do better than that. And yeah, so he was really kind of really great to work with. And it was just nice to, after such a long time kind of in our own bedrooms, collaborating kind of over the internet, it was just so nice to be playing together in the same room at the same time. Yeah, and we, you know, hopefully that kind of comes across on the record, but yeah.
I'd love you to talk about that track. You mentioned it, actually, What's Real. We're going to play that off, and one of the nice things about having a band here is that you get to have them introduce it rather than me attempt to introduce it in a way, so you can actually hear from the horse's mouth.
Well, so, yeah. Lewis, you're the horse. Oh, yeah. Off you go.
I'm Lewis Wood, Granny's Essex resident horse, and I am. So this is a tune I wrote called "What's Real," and I wrote it because I wrote it. It was sort of based around sort of multi-part tunes, a lot of them from Ireland actually, and sort of northwest of England, where they used to sort of have lots and lots of parts in a tune, but it sort of gradually evolves. And I started writing this tune. Where we did this, but then it ended up sounding more like a French Canadian kind of reel in my head. So then it sort of had that, and it sort of evolved in that way. And it's dedicated, written called "What's Real" because it's named after a friend of ours called Doug Watt, who wrote the tune a few years ago, which we found really hard. So this is a nice hard hit tune for him to learn as well.
That's a wonderful moment. I like that a lot. Thank you so much for joining me, George, Cohen and Lewis. That's really appreciated for your time.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been great to speak to you.
And just a quick note, where can people head to find out more about you, grab your albums and find out where you're touring?
So it's all on our website, which is grannysattic.org.uk, and across all our social media. And the album is available on Bandcamp, on our website, and all streaming services near you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much. And we'll sit back and relax and enjoy. Well, I guess it's not that relaxing. It's quite an upbeat tune. Sit forward.
Stand up. Don't relax and don't enjoy.
What's real? Fantastic. Brilliant Granny's Attic there. Thank you so much for joining me. If you enjoyed the interview, there is an extended interview available to listen to by heading to alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow. And there's a lovely 30-minute chat with them there. You can go and we talk about lots of other things, including English traditional music. We talk about TikTok and shanties. I don't know how we got there. And lots more besides. So yeah, check out alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow. They're also currently on tour releasing their brand new album over in the UK. But for those of us over here in the States, we are lucky because they are doing a worldwide live stream album launch on Saturday, the 20th of November. It will be 2:30 p.m. East Coast time. For those over on the West Coast, it will be 11:30 a.m. and those in the UK, 7:30 p.m. It's going to be a full live stream show with professional sound and everything. It's going to be magic. And you can head to grannysattic.org.uk/album-launch. Or you can head to my website, the show website, to find the links for that. But yeah, do check out that live gig. All right, we'll be back with some more music from this side of the pond right after this.
Think fast. In the short time it takes to listen to this message, a small flame can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it 5, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and keep heaters 3 feet away from anything that can burn. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov, because fire is everyone's fight.
That was the fantastic Laura Orshaw with The Cotton Farmer from her 2014 album called Songs of the Lost Yesterdays, and a Boston-based incredible bluegrass artist. So do go check out Laura Orshaw. I had the pleasure of meeting her yesterday, actually. I'm helping host an event this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend called Fiddle Hell, a big
Money soon was flying with Judy Lee upon my knee, and in my ear she's lying. Oh Lord above, send down a dove with wings as sharp as razors to cut the throats of the bad books. What sells bad beer to sailors? With me newfound friends, me money spends just as fast as winking. But when I make to clear the slate, the landlord says, keep drinking. Oh, Lord above, send down a dove with wings as sharp as razors to cut the throats of the bad blokes. What sells bad beer to sailors? With me payoff gone, me clothes in pawn, and Judy sad for leaving. 6 months' pay spent in 3 days, but Judy isn't grieving. Oh, Lord above, send down a dove with wings as sharp as razors to cut the throats of the bad blokes. What sells bad beer to sailors? When the crimp comes round, I'll take his pound, and his hand I be shaken. Tomorrow morn, sail for the Horn, just as the dawn is breaking. Oh, Lord above, send down a dove with wings as sharp as razors to cut the throats of the mad blokes. What sells bad beer to sailors? For one last trip from Port I'll ship, but next time back I'm swearing I'll settle down in my hometown. No more I'll go seafaring. Send down a dove with wings as sharp as razors to cut the throats
of them there blokes, what sounds Bermuda sailors? Oh, Lord above, send down a dove with wings as sharp as razors to cut the throats of them there blokes. What sells Barbuda sailors? What sells Barbuda? What sells Barbuda to sailors?
Thank you.
Ah, that is the wonderful sounds of Sam Sweeney with Dark Arches from his album Unearth Repeat. Thank you so much for joining me for the show this week. Of course, you can head to alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow to find all the links from today's show and support all the artists. And you can also find all the previous shows as a podcast. And don't forget to tune in the same time next week. I'll be talking to the amazing Stella, talking about their brand new album. So tune in next week. We're going to finish out with a band from New England who is currently doing a tour of New England and who has actually just recently visited the Tufts campus and performed in their theatre this week. They're onwards on their tour further west into Western Mass and Vermont. This is Kalos, which features Medford's very own Eric McDonald, along with Ryan McCassen and Jeremiah McLean. From their album Harbour, this is Fair Annie. I'll see you all again next week, lovely people. Cheerio, toodlepip, and farewell.
Comb back your hair, Fair Annie cried. Comb it back into your crown, for you must live a maiden's life when I bring my new bride home. Oh, how can I look maiden-like when a maiden I am none? For six bonny boys have I had by you, and the seventh coming. He said, and you will keep my home, and you'll welcome in my lady gay when I bring my new bride home. Then on the door he's hung a silken towel, pinned with a silver pin, so any she might wipe her she goes out and in. Well, 6 months gone and nine coming on, she has thought the time wore long. So she's taken her spyglass all into her hand, and up the high tower she has run. She has looked east, she has looked west, she's looked all under the sun. And what did she see? The Lord Thomas's ships, he is bringing his new bride home. So she served them all the livelong day, and she's thought the time o'er long. She's taken her flute all into her hand, and up the high tower she has run. She has fluted east, she has fluted west, she's blown both loud and shrill, saying, I wish that my sons, they were seven greyhounds, and I was a wolf on the hill. Chatting was your mother, then I'm certain night. I'm your sister dear, as Prince Henry is our brother. Six of them when we've had Lord Thomas Burr.